Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Tezvav, Shkalim Daf Tezvav, and Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Tezvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Just one point, even though I said last time we could talk about Aseres HaDibros for a long time, I thought I'd just mention one interesting makar, and that's the Me'iri in the Hakdama that I've mentioned in the past, but if you look in the Me'iri's Hakdama to Shas, so he quotes that we know based on Midrashim that even though in the Torah there are 10 Dibros, but in Midrashim, there's 5 and 5. In Midrashim, there's 5 and 5. Even though there are many more words in the first 5 Dibros than the last 5 Dibros, but it's split up 5 and 5. So suggests the Me'iri, V'zeh etzli ma'amar ha'shleimim rabosenu, ba'amra malaseres ha'dibros, shahayu b'shnei luchos, chamesh b'loch achad, v'chamesh b'loch sheni. 5 on each one. Va'amar alzeh. And if that's true, so then they said maybe each 2 on the same line are connected to each other. Anochi kenege lo sirtzach. V'zev mashi adata, ki ya'inyan ha'nirmaz banochi hu mitzias Hashem. Right, the mitzias Hashem, anochi is the existence of God. And if somebody denies the existence, so he thinks anybody could be killed, or even killing the tzelem alokim inside a person, v'kofrim b'mitziuso yomar lav derach ki hu harago. Right, and if you deny the existence of somebody, if you're not machshiv them, then you're basically killing them. You're destroying them from existence. So that's lo sirtzach. If I don't believe in God, I'm basically, so to speak, killing God. I'm denying his existence. Ki tziur heder hamitzius yichane balashon al shem hariga. Removing something from existence is killing. Kamosh amru anchi daraflaga. Asher banu migdol v'rosho bashamayim. Ach lo ra'u at Hashem nitzav ala b'kafr b'mitzius kol nivdal. They denied everything that they couldn't see. And that's the idea of hariga, when we kill somebody physically, that's like when we kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, so to speak, ki'ilu, it's the existence. V'nomer aleihem b'divrei ha'shleimim, mishleim she'asu avodah zara, v'cherev b'yada kaviyachol k'dei lahargo, k'mo shekvar b'yarnu, b'yaldusenu, b'chibur ha'tshuva, when I was younger. And that's anochi k'nei lo tirtzach. Then we have lo yielach k'nei lo sinaf, because throughout Tanakh, ni'uf, and straying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avodah Zarah. And when we're married to Hashem, and when we're Mizaneh, when we do Avodah Zarah, that's like ni'uf. That's number 2. That's 2 and 7. And then you have 4 and 9. That's Shabbos and Eidus Sheker. So Shabbos is obviously Eidus. And then you have Kabides Avicha Vaisimecha and Lo Sachmod. Lo Sachmod is a focus on myself, gathering over and over, and Kabides Avicha is focusing on others, and Hakara of others. 3 and 7 is an interesting one, where he says, what is the connection between Lo Sisa and Lo Signov? Do not bear God's name in vain, swear falsely, and stealing. So one might say, Kalagoniv Sofali Sheva Lasheker. You might just say that. Because stealing, you might have to cover it up and swear falsely. Or he says, he quotes from what Chazal say, he quotes this from a Medrash, Derech Tzachus v'ha'ara belotisa b'lashon masa, carrying. K'mo sha'amru, shalo tehe mis'atef b'talischa v'holech v'gonev. You shouldn't be wearing talis and tefillin and then go steal. Shalote, don't wear the badge of orthodoxy and the Shomri Torah mitzvahs in public and then in private do whatever you want. That's bearing God's name and carrying Hashem's name in vain. And that's what he says. Oh, amazing. So we have to be consistent Jews, outside and inside. That's one thought. One me'iri on the Aseres HaDibros. Let's get into the next Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Yudal Amabes. Here we go. Moser Shkalim Chulin. So that's how we're getting into this whole Mishnah, because of the first 3 words. Leftover Shkalim, as we just said in the last Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, if I'm gathering protrot, little by little, I'm gathering Shkalim, and then I overestimate how much the amount is, and it ends up that I have more than I need, so the overflow is Chulin. Because I never wanted it to be Shkalim, and that's Hektish betos. Once we're talking about leftover shkalim, so we talk about leftover a lot of other things. Moser asiris ha'efa. The leftover asiris ha'efa, we'll see today as machlokas in the Gemara. What is this asiris ha'efa? Moser, meaning it's a carbon mincha, but which carbon mincha? Moser kine zavim, the kine zavos, kine yoldos. The karbanos of a zav or a zava, you know, a man or a woman who had some type of emission, an illness, and it makes them tame, depending how many days, 1 day, 2 days. Remember, we had at the end of Pesachim, what day do you shecht a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach? The Zav on the 7th day, and if he's a Zav Gadol on the 8th day, right? And Yaldos, So we see Zav, Zava, and Yoledes are listed separately. Chatos, Vashamos, all of these extra, if I designate money for my, I'm a Zav, and I designate money for my Khan, for my birds, or I'm a Yoledes, and decorate, I have extra money, so that all goes to Nedava. Goes to the pot in the Beis HaMikdash that's called Nedava. It's not Ta'us. It's Nedava, and it goes to Karbanos, Baran Karbanos, when the Beis HaMikdash is idle, when the Mizbeach is idle, to buy Karbanos during that slow time. We've noted often, and again, what we do in all of these Shiurim is try to review some of the Yesodos throughout Halacha, the Rambam's Ha'ara in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Ayin Hei, that we know whenever Zav and Zav are mentioned, they're mentioned separately. Right, when if you look in the second parak of Krisus, the name of the parak is Arba Mechusrei Kapara, Zav Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. Zav Zava are mentioned separately. Right, Zav and Zava, but Mitzora is not mentioned separately. So the Rambam notes this in Mitzvah Ayin Dalid, where he discusses the Mitzvah of Karbanos of a Zav, and Mitzvah Ayin Hei, the Karbanos of a Zava, right, it's two different mitzvos. The Mitzvah Ayin Hei is the Mitzvah of the Karbanos of a Yoledes. Mitzvah Ayin Zayin is the Mitzvah of Karbanos of a Mitzora. Mitzora or a Mitzora'as, right? That's all included in one Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Ayin Dalid. So ask the Rambam, Ayin Zayin. So why is it, says the Rambam, that I count the Karbanos of a Zav and a Zava separately in Ayin Dalid and Ayin Hei, and Mitzvah Ayin Zayin, I just count the Karbanos of Mitzora altogether. V'ulai Maksha Yiksha Alai, V'yomar. The karbanos are the same. Min hakarban. Rambam counts one carbon chatas. There's 36 averus they have to bring carbon chatas for, but he only counts one mitzvah chatas. He counts asham. Even there are four or five situations where you bring an asham vade. Asham talui. Asham talui is every situation where it's suffic. When I'm chayav chatas, I have to bring a carbon asham talui. We don't count that as one. So count karbanos of ziva. Karbanos of a ziva, and however you require it. So the Rambam explains, no. Because zav and zava are different factors. They're different people. They're different types of categories. And therefore, you don't count them together. A mitzora and a mitzoras have the exact same halachas. But a zav and a zava, shekarban zav a zava, in all achatayim, they're not for sins. All sins are for achatas. But all ziva? No, you don't look at that. Zav and zava are different, very different halachas. So what makes a zav a zav and a zava a zava? Avulu karban shachova laso soal inyam inyanim. It's like one of the inyanim. Just like there's a karban is for a nazir, or karban is for a mitzora, karban is for a zav, karban is for a zava, because those are different situations. Az roilim nosam echad if they're all one. Avul eina inyan kain ki agaras hazera mena ish hushe tchiyavto a karban v'im yigar kamo hazera mena isha ina lo tia zava. If the woman went through the same conditions that Azov did, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. They're different mechayvim. And the Rambam ends off by saying, "V'raya brural zeh." The raya to me is what Chazal say. Krisus daf ches. He quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, Arba mechusrei kapara ve'elohein zav zava yoledes mitzora. Hine tira ech yimnu azava zava b'shnayim v'yivne mitzora be'echad yeish o isha ki zivas ha'ish zula zivas ha'isha. It's different. Okay, so that's why it's listed separately here as well in the Mishnah. So again, all of these, if there's any mosar leftover money, for all of these it goes to Nadava. Zeaklal. And the Mishnah says, Kol Shuba, Lashem Chaitu Mishem Ashama, Mosar Nadava. Anything that was for Chait, meaning Chatas or Asham, or anything else specific, Mechuyev, it's Nadava. But now we get to, what if it's, the Mosar is Nadava? But what if you start, you want to give a carbon Nadava? Moser Ola, I want to be no Dave a carbon Ola, and I designate money for an Ola, and I've left over. So that goes to other Olos. Moser Ola, la Ola. Moser Mincha, la Mincha. Moser Shlamim, la Shlamim. It goes to that carbon is designated for. Moser a Pesach, la Shlamim. As we spoke about at length in various sugyas in Mesachas Pesachim, when a Pesach not on Erev Pesach is a Shlamim, right? Pre-Erev Pesach and post. It's a Shlamim. As we will talk about the Shlamim later on the daf. So that's Moser Pesach. Pesach is a fancy type of Shlamim, but it's a Shlamim. If you look at the Rambam, remember the Rambam in beginning of the Hakdama that he has to Kachim and Taris. He has a special Hakdama to Kachim and to Taris, but in Kachim he says, there are Kachay Kachim and there are Kachay Kalim. There are many types of Kachay Kachim the Rambam has. But then Kachay Kachim, the Rambam says that there is one type, Shlamim. And all of the karbanos, Bechor and Toda and Karban Pesach. Those are all examples of Shlamim, right? The Rambam says, Yishayev Karban Matzah Mesuyam, Shnehem, he quotes Bechor and Iser Behema, Domim L'Shlamim. But there's a couple of little differences, right? The Rambam says, again, classic five categories of the Rambam, but he splits it in Karban, Kachikalim, Kachikachim, but he also has five categories. Karban Sibur, Karban Yachid. Karban Sibur, Ke'ein Yachid. Karban Yachid, Ke'ein Sibur. Those are the four categories which we'll mention maybe in a few minutes again. But the Rambam has the Pesach is an example of a Shlamim because it's really a Shlamim in its larger category. Moser Nazirim leNazirim. So a Moser of a Nazirim, if I give money, I know there are some poor Nazirs out there, so I give money towards Nazirim to give their karbanos, and this left one Nazir took it and he had leftover, so you give it to a different Nazir. Moser Nazir leNazirim. Moser Nazir leNadava. But if a Nazir specifically himself designates money, or I designate money for a specific Nazir, then it can't go to another Nazir. So what does it do? It goes to Nadava. Moser Nazir leNadava. Remember the Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Tanoim Amoram Rishonim, about whether being a Nazir is a positive. Again, it's Machlokas that we quote often over and over again, but it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Those are a Kapar in the Gemara, but the Rambam Ramban argue about this as well. The Ramban says that if you read the Torah calls a Nazir a Kadosh. Kadosh, he's a holy type of individual. He's taken upon himself chumris to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a wonderful thing to be a Nazir. What does he bring a Karban Chatos for? At the end of being a Nazir, says the Ramban in Parshas Naso, V'tam HaChatos sheyakriv ha-Nazir b'yom melosi mei nizro lonis parish. Right, it's not exactly Mefurish explained why you would bring a karban, you know, a nazir. If you look in the Rabbi Nebuchai, kilo matzinu b'chala Torah kula karban ki im al avon shekadam l'sha'avar. The only time you find a chatas is for a sin that you've already done. V'zeh shekadam v'zacha lasos ha-mitzvah. And here, this person did something great, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Nebuchai. V'haya kol yimei neziruso kadosh u'parush mitavas ha'olam. He separated v'yatab b'yom malos yimei nizro t'chayven u'tor l'havi karban. V'nezeh inyin nifla u'mechudash. This is something new and mechudash. Right? What exactly is this? And that's why he says, Chazal say a nazir is a chiddush. Chiddush a chiddush a Torah b'nazir. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you. Val derech ha-pshat. He says pshat, as we mentioned, this, I don't know how pshat this is. Ki ha-ish hazeh chotei b'nafsho b'melos naziris. He hasn't done a sin for a month. He's done amazing tzidkus. What about now? He's about to do a sin. Ki hu ata nazir b'kdush haso. Va'avodes Hashem. V'roi ha-yalol she-yazir la'olam. He should be a nazir forever. V'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh le'lokav. Halavai, he should be a nazir forever. He's deciding not to be a nazir. That's the sin. So either it's a chait al ha'asid, a carbon al ha'asid, which is a chiddush gadol, or it's a carbon for the decision that he just made, which is also a chiddush gadol. Either way, that is what the Ramban says. Hinei hutzar kapara b'shuvo lihitamei b'ta'avas ha'olam. What he is referring. Rabbi Nebuchai writes on the Ramban, V'im kol atam azeh lo yotza karbono shal nazir min ha'chiddush. Ki heichan matzinu karbon al ha'asid. So he says, I don't think this is so pshat, but that's the Ramban. And as we know, the Rambam argues and the Rambam screams about this in Hilchos Deos and says, no, being a Nazir is a bidi eved. It's a stopgap measure. If somebody feels that they're too extreme in one way of avodas Hashem, they have to swing the pendulum and get back to the middle path. And that's what the Rambam says. You know, Nazir is a chazal of what to say about a Nazir. The Rambam says, Tzivu Chachamim, the third parak of Hilchos Deos, Shelo Yimana Adam Atzmo, Ela Midvarim Sheminato HaTorah Bilvad. The person should only withhold himself from things that the Torah says is Asur. V'lo Yehi Oser Atzmo K'bidvarim Neshuvu Shel Dvarim HaMutarim. Don't add on! Chachamru Chachamim, Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah, Ela Sha'ata Oser Alecha Dvarim HaChirim. He goes to Yerushalmi, and he says, that's why Nazir brings a Chatos, because it's not something good. It's not something positive. Right, you shouldn't be fasting all the time. You shouldn't be hurting yourself all the time. Al ti tzadik harbe, he quotes from Shlomo HaMelech. V'al tischachim yoser lama tishomim. So that's the Rambam and the Ramban about Nazir. So again, that's the Moser of a Nazir. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. Moser shkalam chulim v'chulu. Amar Rebbe Yosa, which is Ravasi. Adana tama, while I was in Bavel, Shamis called Rav Yehuda Shalosh Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel. Remember Rav Yehuda, the Amora, was a Talmud of Rav, When Rav died, he went over and became a Talmud of Shmuel. So I asked him, I overheard him asking, Hifri Shikla of Amais, what if somebody was mafrish a machzah shekel, it's designated, and then the person dies? So he doesn't need a kapara. He doesn't need the kaparis of the carbon sebor now. So you can't give that to the carbon sebor. So Amalei Yipalu Nadava. Okay, it goes into Shmuel answer that it goes into the pot of Nadava. Mosar Asiris Ha'efesh Shalom. Mosar Asiris Ha'efesh Shalom. So we have a machlokas here. This Gemara is talking about specifically the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Every single day, the Kohen Gadol had to give what's called the Minchas Chavitin, which is also that's called Asiris Ha'efa, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. What if he designated money for his carbon and he had left over from that? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolichim Liyam HaMelach, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Aser, and he can't use it again, can't use it for tomorrow's carbon, so he has to just throw it into the Dead Sea. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yivlu Nadava, no, it goes Lunadava. So Gemara says, the Mishnah seems to be Beferish like Rabbi Lezer. Right, the Mishnah says, Asiris Ha'efa, the Moser is Nadava. So Masita Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Shkalim Chulim, Moser Asiris Ha'efa, Moser Kine, Moser Kine Zavim, Kine Zavim, Moser Kine Yoldos, Chadaz HaShavos Bosarin, Nadava. So Beferish, on that list of Moser Nadava, that it goes to the Hektish, is Asiris Ha'efa. So it's Beferish against Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Lazar. Ma Avilei Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Patar La, Moser Asiris, we're not, so the Rabbi Yochanan would say the Mishnah is not talking about the Asiris Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol. Seriously, if the Kohen Gadol, the Mosar is Aser Bana, you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. What's the Mishnah talking about? A regular carbon chatas minchas chote. By most carbon is chatas, you don't have a choice. Right? Carbon chatas, you have to bring a sheep, a tzon. But there are a few averis, right? They have to bring by all of the Yoreis, the beginning of the discussion of chatas in Parshas Vayikra, right? Specific three averis. I think are Olevi Yoreids, right? Depend a carbon based on your tax bracket. And if you have a lot of money, you bring a cow. And in the middle, if you bring a bird. And if you don't have any money, then you bring flour. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about there. If you designate it for that carbon chova of Siris Ha'efa, the Minchas Chote, so then that goes to Nedava. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Mishnah is talking about. Masala Bosar, Siris Ha'efa, Shal Minchas Chote, Shal Kol Yisrael. Period. So no kasha. We're talking about a different Asiris Ha'efa. That myth, that carbon is brought every single day by the Kohen. The Sefer HaChinuch, you know, counts it as a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah upon the Kohen Gadol. As we know, mitzvah Kufla Mitvav, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Parshas Sav, Shenit Savinu Sheyakrev HaKohen HaGadol Mincha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. We are commanded. Shenit Savinu, that the Kohen Gadol should be Makrev, meaning is the mitzvah upon us to make sure he does it. Is the mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol, the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah saseh al Kohen Gadol, al Kohen Gadol, hein, all the different types of the Kohen Gadols. Do they all have to bring it? What if you have a Meshuach Melchama and a Kohen Gadol She'avar and the Kohen Gadol that's active? But either way, the language of the Chinuch, Shenitz Tavinu She'akav HaKohen Gadol Mencha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim, Ba'boker U'ben Harabayim. V'anikris Chavite Kohen Gadol, V'anikris Gamkein Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Why is it the Chinuch goes into that the Kohen Gadol has to stay uplifted and inspired always? And if he brings a special carbon every day, hopefully that'll help. L'chein Roilish Kazel Yoslo Carbon Miyuchad Timidi. Kamo Timidei Tzibur, just like the Tzibur has a carbon tabit, so he has a carbon tabit. This is his own personal carbon tabit. Kamo Sha Timidim Shnayim Layom, Nishayevu Gamkin Lahakriv Ben Chaso Pamayim Bayom. And this is all, V'chol Zeh Nismach, Kedeshi Yisoreru Kol Machshavosav. His thoughts are awakened. The Yasim Daito V'Kavanaso Eitz Lashem Baruch Hu. He's always plugged in. V'laman Zos Yo'elo V'lahem. The Ein Safik. Shein Dome his oris ha'adam, kishemakrev karbonam yuchad lo, v'kishumakrev karbon, shubashutafimo. Eino Dome, if you bring a carbon that you are part of, or a carbon that you, this is your only. So Kohen Gadol is also part of the Tzibur. He gets credit with the carbon tabid, but that's not going to excite him and affect him as if he brings his own carbon. V'zedever yaduo munusa b'kol adam, ki lamashem yuchad lo levado, misor yoser v'in laharach bazeh, and that's why he brings his own. The Zayin LaTorah notes that there is the Kohen Gadol is chosen, right? He doesn't yarshin his appointment. Doesn't yarshin it. He says that's why he has to bring carbon every day, because every day he has to realize it's a gift. Every day is panim chadashos bo lakan, right? It's a new status, because who says he'll still be the Kohen Gadol, right? That's the Aznayim LaTorah. Tali b'mino v'imira bo psul memanim acher tachtov v'aknu gadol hu oz umem shala. The Malchus Nogas Bachaverta Filukbali Niba. Hakoin Goldabavodasu Bachol Yom panim chadashos va'alav lahodos l'Hashem shehishiro b'kihuna so agdola. Hashem, thank you for letting me be the Kohen Gadol for another day. Right, they say the every Kohen gives this karban every Kohen, the first day that he works in the Beis Hamikdash, he brings this karban, but the Kohen Gadol brings it every day, because every day is like the first day for him, because every day he could be removed. It's not something automatic. The Minchas Chinuch has a beautiful ha'ara here, just I don't know how often we see this. Right, the Gemara says, as we know, that if you bring a karban, you have to sleep over in the base in the Yerushalayim. Now let it leave, right? There's a mitzvah of Lina. We have it there by the Karbanos of a Chag, but anybody who brings a carbon, even if he brings carbon Eitzim, right, one has to, Lina, you have to sleep over, you're not allowed to leave until the next day. So one second, the Kohen Gadol brings a carbon every day, so he should never be able to leave Yerushalayim. Kivan Shekohen Gadol Haya Makrav Mincha B'chol Yom Haya Tong Lina B'Yerushalayim. Alkein HaYitzorach LaKohen Gadol Adur Yerushalayim. So shouldn't he have to be there every day? So he says, that's the Rambam. He says, the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perakei Halach HaZayin, he says, my Talmud, Sheyichya, Shlita, my Talmud pointed this out to me. Says the Rambam, Klei HaMikdash HaZayin, Ubayas Yielo Muchan B'Mikdash, he should have a room in the Beis HaMikdash designated, via Nikres Lishkas Kohen Gadol, an office, V'Kfodo V'Tif'arto, Sheyoshi B'Mikdash Kol Hayom, it is his glory that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash every day. All day. He should be in the Beis HaMikdash the whole day, and he should only go to his house. When he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, only to go home. Balayla, osha ushatayim bayom. Either at night or take a nap during the day. And then he says, his house should be in Yerushalayim, he shouldn't leave. Kesef Mishnah, nothing. Where does the Rambam get this from? There's no chazal about this, the Mefarshim wonder. There's no chazal that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. Is that just to make it easy? It says he has to live in Yerushalayim. Says the Menchas Chinuch, it's because of this din of Lina. He says, look what he writes, V'ze emes ubarer, v'shamati ze mitamid sheyichyeh, v'kasafti kein al gilyon baramam sheli. I wrote this on the side of my Rambam. Wow. I wrote this on my Rambam. Right, because I think this is the mark of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this from, that the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim? Not just not only leave the Beis HaMikdash, but in Mikdash Lo Yetze. But where does he get that he has to live there? He gets it from this halacha of Lina. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Moser Shlomim L'Shlomim, right in the middle, Tezva Manalav, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Alda Alil Abba Barba. About this issue that we're about to talk about in the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Moser Pesach is L'Shlomim, Moser Shlomim is L'Shlomim. So about this issue, Abba Barba asked the question in Bavel. So Alda Olo Abba Barba, the Inun Amrin, the Chachme Bavel said, Minayim Shah Pesach Mishana L'Shem Shlomim, how do you know that a current Pesach, the following Gemara we had back in Maseches Pesachim, right? Back in Maseches Pesachim in the fifth parak, we had the next 15 lines, but here we have it again. Minayim Shah Pesach Mishana L'Shem Shlomim, how do you know that a current Pesach could be Mishtane to a Shlomim, as we see here, Moser Pesach L'Shlomim, Tamalomar. Im minatzon karbano lezevach shlamim, right? Tzon shlamim, and we darshan kol shu minatzon bashlamim. Any karban that comes from sheep turns into a shlamim. What comes from sheep? Karban Pesach. So Gemara says hateven hari ola minatzon. Ola also comes from sheep. So an ola turns into a shlamim? No. Davar she'eno ba'ela minatzon. No, Pesach only comes from tzon, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. Yas is ola shibaf yidan abakar. Ola can come from cattle too. So the pasuk means anything that only comes from tzon turns into a shlamim. Says the Gemara, Hatevan Arei Asham. Asham comes from only sheep, not bakar. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, Minat Zon, Dovrishu Ba Mikolat Zon. Now, only something that comes from all Zon. Kfasim Izim. That's a Karban Pesach. Yatsa Asham, Sheda Ba Elamin. Switch the word, Hakfasim Bovad. Asham can only come from Kfasim. A Karban Pesach could come from both. So that's Minat Zon means all Zon. Says the Gemara, one second. B'chol asar atab amar bin lamayit v'hachat amar mon l'rabos, min or mi is usually an exclusion, right? Mi gezavol call it, right? Minatzon. So here with Darshi, minatzon means something that comes from all zone. It sounds like you're l'rabos. This min is inclusionary, right? Something that comes from all zone turns into a shlamim, while asha only comes from part of the category of zone. But min is usually an exclusion. So where it says, no, here too is an exclusion. Amar Rabbi Mana, skip a word. Hachanami min lamait. Min is going to exclude. Mi'ut she'edo ba ben shtei shanim. Shtei shanim. Number one, that it can't be 2 years old. Pesach can only be 1 year old. Mi'ut she'edo ba nekeva. also can't come to keva. So that's the min. The min is excluding. What's the including? The hatzon. The hay from hatzon is to include only a carbon that comes from altzon. Right? Hatzon, and that's Pesach. That's why Pesach switches to shlamim. Says the Gemara, the gabi asham nami, by asham too, min would also be an exclusionary word. Lama'it, shedo ba, ela min ha kfasim bilvad. As we said, the asham can only come from kfasim, and not the isim. Period. So that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk at the beginning of min hatzon karbano, right? The pasuk says, anything from tzon, something that comes from all tzon, lezevach shlamim. So the Gemara says, but I can make a similar drasha by the following psukim. Hatevin vaksiv minatzon karbano minak kvasim and izim laola. There's a pasuk that says minatzon karbano kvasim ksavim and izim laola. So you can darsha that similarly. Me'ata moser pesach baola. Right. So you should say minatzon means anything that comes from old zone. Right. There's a similar pasuk that says l'shalamim and a similar pasuk that says laola. So maybe pesach should turn into an ola. The Gemara said, no. There's more of an affinity between pesach and shlamim than Pesach and Ola. As we've said, again, this is a classic example of a drasha that's not just a drasha based on Mesorah. It's a drasha that basically uses logic too. It's better to compare Pesach to Shlomim. Amar Rabbi Avun, Mishan and Darishu Bala Achila LaDarishu LaAchila. It's better to say a Pesach becomes a Shlomim because they're both eaten. Mishan and Darishu LaAchila LaDarishu LaAchila. And unlike an Ola is Kulo Kalil, it's not eaten at all. So it's less of a chiddush, and it's smoother to say that a Pesach turns into a shlamim than a Pesach turns into an ola. Or, Amar Biyosi Barbun, Mishanin kachim kalim, l'shem kachim kalim, ve'mishanim kachim kalim, l'shem kachim kachim. Or, Pesach to shlamim, they're both kachim kalim. They're both in that category. So it's easier. There's a smoother transition. Mashenkein, Pesach to ola, that would be a more difficult. Right, Koran, Pesach itself, as it says here, Pesach pointed to shlamim, they're both, as we say, kashi kalim. But this, to remember, this is the fascinating definition of the Rambam. Again, I read the Rambam before. The Rambam says there are four categories of karbanos: yachid tzibur, tzibur like yachids, and yachids like tzibors. So karbon tzibur, we know there's a lot of karbon tzibors. Karbon tamid and all the musafin. Karbon yachid, we know, is there are various types of karbon yachid. There's a chatas, and an asham, and a nazir. There are many types of karbon yachids. He has five types of carbon yachids. Then he has the third category, a carbon tzibur, which is like a carbon yachid. What's that? Par helam davar shel tzibur. One carbon that's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's a carbon tzibur. It's brought for everybody, but it's like a carbon yachid. And what about the opposite? A carbon yachid that's kain carbon tzibur. There's only one example in that category. A carbon yachid, which is kain carbon tzibur, carbon pesach. Amazing. Sheshochet kal adam mirabas arba nisan. Everybody does it. It's a carbon yachid, but every single Jew has to do it. V'chein parachatas via la'olam, and also the karbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, that also. Parzeh nikra par yom hakippur. So that's the Rambam in the Hakdama of Kachim. And here he says that it's a smoother jump from Pesach to Shlamin than Pesach to Ola. Period. Says the Rambam. Says the Gemara. Al Rabbi Yochanan Amar, where we're up to. Al da aliyol Rabbi Chanina. So this is the question that Rabbi Chanina had. Di'in and Amrim, we also had this back in Shlamim. Because the Chachmei Bavel said, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlamim, Elam Kein Shachtu L'Shem Shlamim. We know that after Pesach is no longer, you can't bring the Karan Pesach anymore. So the question is, does it automatically become a Shlamim? Or do you have to be Menatek it? Do you have to like have a L'Shem Kavana of a different Karban? So the Chachmei Bavel said, it doesn't become a Shlamim unless you Shechted it L'Shem Shlamim. L'shem shlamim, right? This is after Pesach. Va'ani Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, but I don't agree. I think if you shechted it for any reason, I feel shechted l'shem ola. Even if you shechted l'shem ola, it still switches to a shlamim because it's automatically a shlamim now. Omer Rabbi Ila, time of Rabbi Yochanan. Where does Rabbi Yochanan get that from? That even if you shechted l'shem ola, it's going to be a shlamim because the pasuk says im min hatzon karbano lezevach shlamim. The pasuk we said before, im min hatzon karbano lezevach shlamim. Kol shehu zevach b'shlamim. Everything is zevach b'shlamim, so that's why it switches to a shlamim, even if you had a kavanah l'shem ola. The Gemara ends off with a question. U'mishtana l'machshev es psol? What if you shechted it l'shem ola, but l'shem ola with a bad kavanah? L'shem ola amanaz lizrok shelo bizmano. You had a piggle thought. You have a shlamim, right? You have a current Pesach a week after Pesach, which is basically turns into a shlamim. And you had kavanah, you shechted it l'shem ola. So L'shem Ola, fine, the machlokas, whether it turns into a shlamim or not. What if you shechtet L'shem Ola, a problematic Ola? So the Gemara says, hey Chavida, shach L'shem Ola, amanaz lizrok damon l'machar. Right, L'shem with a pickle thought. So the Gemara says, well, what's the difference? It's possible anyway. Become makom pasalu. It's possible by nafkamina. It's possible in any case, whether it's a pigle or not. So Gemara says, well, it depends. Is it going to be pigle or pasle? Pigle is chi of karis to eat. Pasle just means you have to burn the carbon. So that's the depends. What it depends on. Itimer mishtana. We're going to flip the girsa like the grana tichlin chadutin. Itimer mishtana l'machshev is pasle. If you say it can switch, meaning if you do the shame ola, it still becomes. It'll still be mishtana. Then pasle. Then it's pasle. Why? Because if it's mishtana, then there are two things wrong here. It's pigle, and you were mishtana the shame of the carbon. And we know from elsewhere, the Tichlin Chadutin quotes from Menachos, pigle is only a problem if there's no other problem with this avoda except for pigle. Pigle means needs exclusivity. If there's any other problematic thought or anything about this carbon, there's no pigle. So here, if it switches, then number one, that it switched carbon, and number two, that it's pigle. That's not pigle. See, Tamar, ain't a mishtana l'mashav is possible, but if you say the machshava didn't work to switch the carbon, then it's just pigle, pigle. And then it would be pigle. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shem, we'll continue next time. Here in the second parak of Shkolim.